Guatemala 2 is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas and Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Coma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Guatemala, in a very small town about 60 miles north of Guatemala City. It's a very beautiful area that has a lot of mountains. And most of the people living there are relatives. It's one of those towns where you call that everybody knows everybody. My family had lived there for many, many years. I had my grandmother living there when I was born. And my father grew up in a different area, but came to my town, and that's where my parents met. I grew up there. My mama was a school teacher, and I guess that was a great influence to me to try to learn more and more. She always wanted us to go to school and do good in school. I lived there for about 15 years and then moved to a larger city to go to high school and study a little bit more. Later on, I had to move to the coast, where I went to the university and studied three more years there. It was there where I guess I started speaking a little bit of English. I met some friends that were from the States, and I basically heard them more than speak. I came later to Mexico and had some classes to prepare for the TOEFL, the test of English, to come to United States schools. I moved to the States about 12 years ago. I have been in a couple of states, basically. I learned most of my English in Georgia, in South Georgia. Probably the main teacher that I had was a friend that I worked with for about 4 years. And he was not really, you know, a person that went to the university. He was an ex-military person, and later he became a priest, so I kind of learned nice English, I think. I didn't really learn to curse because he didn't do it. And after that, I came to the university where I am now and got was exposed to more professional English, I guess, better education, and that's where I got where I can speak now. We grew up more close to nature, I will say. We used to just play in the river and in the woods. We used to play Tarzan a lot, and we didn't have TV. I remember when they brought the first TV to town, and we used to watch the fights of Muhammad Ali, and it was just one TV in town. It was a black and white.